This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My brothers and sisters in Islam, one of the things that should comfort the believers is the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed in the Quran few words. He taught His prophets few words to supplicate with. So He taught us the way how to reach Him out. He taught us the way how to call upon Him in dua so that perhaps our dua will be accepted. Today's episode, inshallah ta'ala, I'll list few of these beautiful duas to show you how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is interested in your salvation. And by the end of this episode, inshallah ta'ala, it is my wish that you will have great expectation about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His mercy, His love, and His forgiveness. Are you worried that perhaps the difficulties that you are going through is too much to bear? Listen to this ayah, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Reflect over its meaning and recite it as much as you can, inshallah.
لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين.
This is an acknowledgement and a dua. An acknowledgement that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never place a burden upon you, my brothers and sisters, unless you can definitely bear it. You are capable of handling that challenge. And in the dua, we are taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to seek His pardon and forgiveness if we made any mistakes or if we forgot some of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Due to the fact that we are human beings, we tend to forget. In the dua, my brothers and sisters in Islam, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to burden us with anything that we cannot bear. Subhanallah, the beginning of this ayah is an acknowledgement that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never place any burden over you unless you have the capacity to bear it. And within the dua, we are repeating that. We are begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never to burden us with any difficulties. You're going through trials, my brothers and sisters in Islam. This is the dua to go to. Have you seen lately some of your friends or perhaps family members leaving Islam? Wal-ayadu billah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our faith. Ameen. And maybe you are afraid that your heart will deviate from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe you're confused. Here is the dua to go to.
ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب.
You're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to cause your hearts to deviate after guidance being given to you, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have blessed you with the light of Islam. Indeed, it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His mercy show guidance to His believers. So when you're confused about what people are doing around you regarding their faith, go to this dua, my brothers and sisters. And of course, don't forget the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, Ya muqallib al-qulub, ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِي عَلَى دِينِكَ. O turner of the hearts, strengthen my heart upon your deen. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who control our hearts, my brothers and sisters in Islam. So go to Him when you are confused, when you see people leaving the faith. Ask Allah to strengthen your heart upon this deen. Are you worried about the punishment in the hereafter? My brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala filled the Quran with dua, supplications to ask Him to protect you from hellfire wal-ayadu billah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you and I Jannah. Ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran,
رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ.
Oh Allah, grant us in this dunya that which is good, and in the hereafter that which is good, and protect us from hellfire. He also said, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Oh Allah, you have not created all of that, all this magnificent creation aimlessly. Oh Allah, protect us from the punishment of hellfire. And there are so many other ayat, so many other du'as that you can use, inshallah ta'ala. Do yourself a favor, search these ayat, write them down, memorize them. And whenever you feel that fear in your heart about the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, supplicate and ask Him to protect you from hellfire. How about your level of patience, my brothers and sisters in Islam? Some people, they say, I have been patient enough. When you feel like you're losing your patience, here is the dua to go to. رَبَّنَا افْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Oh Allah, pour upon us, shower us with patience, and strengthen our feet, meaning make us steadfast, and grant us victory over the disbelieving people. Of course, the context of the ayah was about Goliath and fighting and soldiers and so on. But actually, we can use that dua to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for patience. And if you forgot this dua for any reason, there is another one. رَبَّنَا افْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَتَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمِينَ. Oh Allah, pour upon us patience and cause us to die as Muslims, those who truly submitted to your will. Do you sometimes doubt your religion? Do you sometimes feel like, how can we be sure and certain that this is the truth? Here is the dua to go to, my brothers and sisters in Islam. رَبَّنَا افْتَحْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ قَوْمِنَا بِالْحَقِّ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْفَاتِحِينَ. Oh Allah, decide between us and our people in truth. Let the truth be apparent. Indeed, you are the best to make us take and seek the right path. And if you want to consistently be on the straight path, my brothers and sisters in Islam, finally, don't ever forget to recite the following. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.